chilling trade. Air Force pilot for a suicide bomber on death row in Jordan. Lives hanging in the balance as Jordan, Japan, and ISIS conduct a transaction under a deadline. Jordan's most notorious terrorist prisoner, Sajda al-Rishawi, is being offered her freedom if ISIS frees a Jordanian pilot taken prisoner in Syria, First Lieutenant Moaz al-Kasaba. Rishawi was one of four suicide bombers who attacked three hotels in the Jordanian capital of Amman in 2005. That attack killed more than 57 people, and Rishawi survived when her explosive vest failed to detonate. Jordan is said to have agreed to the exchange, but the name of a remaining Japanese hostage seems to have dropped out of the discussions. There is a 24-hour deadline. The Japanese are said to be still actively pursuing the release of hostage Kenji Goto. His colleague was beheaded over the weekend. The hostage talks have propelled Jordan into the center of the ISIS conflict, a conflict it has tried to stay out of in public, even though it is surrounded by conflict in Iraq and Syria. Joining me now from Amman is Rana Swice, freelance journalist for The New York Times. Welcome, Rana.
Thanks for having me.
So, Rana, how much does this stir the pot in Jordan regarding the politics and the need for the Jordanian government to really try to stay out of all of the turmoil that's swirling around it?
Well, obviously, Jordan cannot sit back and watch the events unfolding. There's a lot of tensions, and the family of Moaz Kasasbe, the pilot, have been protesting and demanding that he be released in exchange for Sajda Rishawi, who is the terrorist wanted by ISIS that's currently in prison there. Interestingly enough, the Jordanian spokesperson, Mohammed Momani, didn't mention the Japanese journalist, Kenji Goto. Perhaps if you read into it, that means that Jordan is demanding they release the Jordanian pilot for Sajda Rishawi. So this is a very big issue and a very hot topic right now in Jordan, and everyone is waiting anxiously to see what will happen as the deadline looms here.
So it appears at the very least that a deal which would swap the Japanese hostage for the Jordanian pilot is a non-starter in Jordan because it's so controversial and there's such an emotional attachment to this pilot. It remains to be seen how the Japanese hostage would be attached to this. Is that right?
Yes. And from the ISIS recording, we know that the Japanese journalist the issue is intertwined with the pilot. He did state the Japanese in the audio recording that if Sajda is not released, both he and the pilot will be killed, and the pilot before Mr. Goto. So this is a very complicated situation, and I think that both cases are very intertwined. However, I repeat, the Jordanian spokesperson did not mention the Japanese journalist.
What's the political situation between Japan and Jordan? Is there a close relationship there? Might one rely on the other?
Surely there's a close relationship with Japan. Japan is also giving Jordan $150 million for the Syrian refugees that are in Jordan at the moment. So there's a lot of bilateral ties. And so Jordan does have a very good relationship with Japan. So it remains to see also how much this will impact the relationship. I think the Japanese government is also under a lot of pressure from its own population to get Mr. Goto released. However, I think it's a very complicated situation because also the Jordanians, if they release Sajda without assurances that the pilot will be released, there will be a lot of anger in Jordan that the Japanese life is more valuable than the Jordanian life. So what will happen after with relations? I think there will be a lot of talks and trying to see if things can get mended and they can overcome this horrible situation that we have at the moment here.
Since you mentioned the value of Jordanian life, I'm wondering just how emotional it is to see Sajda al-Rishawi released, since she appears to be responsible or is implicated in an attack that killed more than 50 people in Jordan. I mean, she's a very serious terrorist here. How much of a connection is there, or how much of an emotional attachment is there to Jordanians who may want to see her remain in prison?
Yes, actually, she's on death row. And as you mentioned, she's an Iraqi woman in her 40s, and she admitted on Jordanian television to take part in the 2005 bombing that you mentioned that killed more than 50 people. So at a wedding at the Radisson Sas Hotel. So it was, you know, Jordan's 9/11. So this is a very emotional time for Jordanians. But I think there is a consensus that if we get the pilot back, it is worth giving up Rishawi and getting her out of Jordan.
Rana Swais is a freelance journalist for The New York Times based in Amman, Jordan. Thanks so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.